Who's the most difficult person in your life right now? Chances are you can picture their face. Well, I'd like to spend some time with you chatting about the number one most difficult person in your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off a new series of messages called Dealing with Difficult People. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but there's one thing about other people. They're everywhere. You just can't get away from them. Sure, we can have a break, a bit of quiet time, read a book, have a cup of coffee. But for most of us, most of the time, we have to spend with other people. At home with our families, at work with our bosses or colleagues or staff, socially with friends and acquaintances. And some of those people, let's face it, they're difficult to deal with. Sometimes they're rude or hurtful. Sometimes they ignore us or disappoint us. Sometimes they abuse us. Dealing with difficult people is one of the most important skills that we all need because it turns out our whole quality of life can be affected by how we deal with difficult people. So, how do we deal with difficult people? It's true, isn't it? Difficult people are there everywhere you turn, and they upset our lives. We don't need a lot of them. Just one in one part of our life will do it for us. Just recently, Jackie and I moved to a new house, which is a very old house. It's an old terrace, and it needs a little bit of doing up. And we started with the bathroom. The bathroom was sort of grotty and old, so we thought, let's do it up. Now, let me tell you, this is no huge bathroom. It's about 2 metres by 2 metres. It's the second smallest room in the house. And to do it, they had to rip all the tiles off the wall and the concrete and cut into the concrete wall and pull the concrete up from the floor. They had to use a jackhammer and a diamond-tipped saw. And the noise and the concrete dust for 3 days went into every corner of the house. You couldn't get away from it. I am certain that 100% of the surfaces in our house had concrete dust. You know, that really fine, awful dust. Now, they put some blue plastic up to try and keep it down, but doesn't matter how much they tried, the disruption and the impact of their work in this tiny little room affected the whole house. And I'm sure it affected our neighbours as well. It went on for 3 days. It's like that, I think, with difficult people too. It may be that we have a difficult person just in one part of our lives, maybe just at work where there's friction with someone, but it's hard to leave it behind. We come home and it affects who we are. It affects what we do. It affects how we feel. It affects our relationship with our family. Or maybe at home there's tension between husband and wife. And so our teenage children go to school and they've got turmoil inside. They don't know why, but they just have. See, difficult people in our lives are just like those builders renovating my bathroom. The impact goes right through our lives. And it affects not only us, but those who are close to us. We're going to spend some time together this week looking at how to deal with those difficult people. We all have impacts in our lives from difficult relationships. And I really believe that God wants us to be set free from the pain and the hurt that comes from dealing with difficult people. Let me ask you, who's the most difficult person you've ever met? Just close your eyes for a minute. Just think and picture who that person might be. Chances are that stirs up all sorts of emotions. Chances are you can see their faces. Chances are you feel the hurt and the pain. Now open your eyes, and if I was with you right now, I'd like to hold up a mirror and say, have a look in this mirror. Have a really good look, because there is the most difficult person you'll ever meet. Let me introduce you to you, because you are the most difficult person you'll ever meet, and I am the most difficult person that I will ever meet. Why is that? Because you can't ever get away from you, and I can't ever get away from me. We are with ourselves 24/7 for the rest of our lives. And when we look at difficult people in our lives, actually it's not so much that the people are difficult, it's the fact that the relationships are difficult. Takes two to tango, doesn't it? In any relationship, it takes two to tango. And as much as we might want to pass all the blame onto the other person, fact is, when it comes to difficult relationships, we are often the biggest contributors. through our own weaknesses, through our own mistakes, through the stupid things that we do. Isn't it funny how we will cut ourselves a whole bunch more slack than we cut the other person? True, isn't it? Be honest. We forgive our own failures and faults and make allowances for our own weaknesses and laziness and stupidity and pride. We make allowances and forgive ourselves much more quickly than we will do for other people. And Jesus comes along and says, look, you know what the problem is? The problem is the way we see things. The problem is our perspective is distorted. I'd like to read you what he said. It comes from Matthew's Gospel, first book in the New Testament, chapter 7. This is what Jesus said. Don't judge other people, and you won't be judged. Because with the judgment that you judge, you will be judged. And the measure that you give, you will be measured by. Why is it that you see the speck in your neighbour's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbour, come over here, let me take the speck out of your eye, while there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly enough to take the speck out of your neighbour's eye. Isn't it funny how we just want to get judgmental? We're not self-aware. We don't see that we've got failures. Oh, I don't got failures. Have you got failures? No, I haven't got failures. Come on. And we think we're seeing clearly, but we're not really. We're seeing through our own weaknesses and failures and insecurities and hurts and come on, list goes on. We see the world through those things. And Jesus is saying here, you don't notice, but you've got a log in your eye. Your perspective distorted. Your insecurity is making you think this is a bad person. Well, it's not the person at all. It's your insecurity. Your pride or your ambition is getting in the road of you really seeing this other person for who they are. Come on. First, take the log out of your own eye. Do you like hypocrites? I don't. None of us like hypocrites. Well, let me tell you something. If we're carrying around a log in our own eye, as much as we might deny it, as much as we might say, it's not my fault, it's not my fault, it's not my fault, we're being hypocrites. And then we have to hide to go to someone else and point out that they've got a speck in their eye when we've got a log in our own. That log is our own failures, our dishonesty, our self-ambition, our laziness, our pride, our insecurity, and we want to blame it on the other guy. First, have the courage to say, you know something? I heard that joker on the radio today. I got a log in my eye. You know something? It's true. This particular thing in my life is distorting my view of other people. And then have the courage and the determination and the humility to go to God and say, you know something, God? I heard this guy talking about you and I have a log in my eye. I don't know how to get rid of it. It's when we get real with ourselves. And stop blaming other people for everything that's going on when we're at least half of the problem. When we get real with ourselves, the thing that I've found is I don't have what it takes to get the log out of my eye. The only thing I can do is admit it and in humility lay it down and go to God and say, Jesus, set me free. And when we do that, you know what happens? 80 to 90% of what other people do doesn't hurt us anymore. Isn't it amazing? Jesus wants to set us free. Jesus wants to give us a life. He's real. Dealing with difficult people is all about perspective. And sometimes our perspective is distorted. And sometimes we need a different perspective. Life has its ups and downs, right? But Jesus made an extraordinary promise. He said he came that we may have life in all it's abundant, literally, a superabundant life. Yet not everyone who believes in him is living that life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. Because God's word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you discover and live the abundant life that he has for you through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.